It's time for the Mascot Wedding Show.
Hey, why don't you let me say that part, Rush? Jeez. Already snaking in on our shows. That's fine. Hey, thanks again to Rush for another edition of the Around the Town Sounds. Thank you very much to all of his guests. Also, the time, as he said, is 6 o'clock. You are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. The Mascot Wedding Show is coming up right after. Mac?
The Bird and the Bee with Love Letter to Japan. Off their album, Ray Guns Are Not Just a Future. More Mascot Wedding Show after this, right? Yup.
All right.
I had you too hot, buddy.
All right.
Coming in hot, Mav.
A problem I've had all my life. The time is 6:04 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is your host, Brent Musburger. My name is David Hotta.
And this is also Brent Musburger. Hoorah. Hey, my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. You can reach us at the Bronwyn phone lines at 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. Nobody else. Oh, and we started off the show with the Bird and the Bee, Love Letter to Japan, because you know. And that was off their album, Ray Guns Are Not Just the Future. Hey, David, membership drive's over.
Yes, thank you for being patient for 3 weeks while we got that off our chest. Now we're back at full speed.
Yes, we're back. Mascot Wedding Show back and forth. And once again, thanks to everyone who pledged during membership
yes.
drive.
Cannot thank you enough. That was, you guys came through for us. You guys came through for the station. It was really, really, really great. And thank you. We can't say that enough.
Yeah, amazing job. And that last show, we made some promises, some crazy promises. And we promised, I think there were some sustainers that were going to get their names tied with things on the show.
That's right, yeah.
And so until membership drive, because certain people pledged, the phone lines will now be the Bronwyn phone lines.
Mm-hmm.
In a strange move of nepotism. No, my sister, that's her name, Bronwyn.
Yes.
Bronwyn Blake. She pledged specifically for that reason. And because we're such a small radio station, I'm not going to tell her to take her money and get walking just because we're related.
Yeah, exactly. We're not going to say take a hike.
And then who is the other sustainer?
We had a couple people come in after the we had Rom McDaniel.
Rom.
Yeah, Rom. Rom's getting something named after him as well. Because I said, I think like two things is what I said. So right. What should we name after Rom?
Do we want to name the news desk after Rom? We use that from time to time.
The Rom news desk? We can name the second half of the show after Rom.
Okay.
We could be like, oh, welcome back to the Mascot Wedding Show for the ROM second half.
Well, because we also have another one that we need to cover.
Do we? I didn't know we were going to do every sustainer.
Well, I thought,
like,
I
said on the show, it's like we can't. It's like I'm not talking on the ROM microphone. You
okay,
know?
Well, sure. Okay, well, I didn't remember those terms. But yeah, okay, then let's go with the ROM. Let's figure something out.
We'll figure something out for ROM.
We'll do something nice.
Maybe it'll come up on the show today.
Yeah, exactly.
If nothing, it's be like, well, looking at my ROM clock, it's time to go.
Let's go to ROM CD2 and play whatever's in there.
We were going to have a Space Knight on as a guest today. We could name ROM after him, but that doesn't seem to fit.
Boo.
Oh, stupid.
Get off
jokes.
The stage.
How are you doing, David?
I'm doing all right. Happy South by Southwest.
Yes, thank you.
And hello to everybody who's here. Let me be the first to say get out.
That's correct.
It's an annual tradition as rich as time itself.
Friend of the show, Owen Edgerton, just sent me a text message, asked me what I was doing. A theme of the show, which is our friends don't know what time it is.
No idea.
Yes.
Hey, why do our friends disappear between 6 and 7?
Yeah. They're like, bring, hey, what are you doing right now? The radio show. Let me see, friends, family.
Uh-huh.
Like, Calvin doesn't seem to know sometimes.
Man, well, Calvin's all over the map with that one.
Well, he will listen, though, which is more against anyway, whatever.
Yeah. Well, he'll call in when he wants something for him anyway.
Yeah, but Owen Edgerton said to tell people how cool he was.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know who he is, then there you go. And if you don't, who cares?
And if you know who he is, you don't need to be told. But if you don't know who he is, he's cool.
Something else. There was some other bit of business we were supposed to promote. This, like, what was it? It's like a pie fight.
Yeah, the Great American Pie. Oh, it's a Pie Hard is what it is.
Yeah, Pie Hard. Hold
it
on.
It takes place on the 14th, which is 3.14. Get it?
Yeah, it was an email from one of our friends who's too lazy to do their own publicity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's like, oh, hey, I should promote this event, or I'll just bug my friends.
Yeah, listen, plebes, you have access to a radio. Why don't you do my job for me?
Yeah.
But she's actually working very hard, around the clock.
I don't know that.
Say.
I don't know that.
Well,
you wanna, what if she's not? You get sued.
I'm going to go. I could.
She might sue you
for saying she works hard.
Maybe she's trying to do a lazy thing. Pie Hard, the world's largest pie fight on Pi Day, which is, of course, 3/14.
I already hate the word pie.
And that's 4 p.m. at Eastside Drive-In. And I'm sure if you Google some of that, you can find out more.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there's a, oh, it's going to be a world record breaking pie fight. So that actually sounds kind of fun. If I had some clothes I hated or something like that.
Right, exactly. Or if I was not working at 4 p.m., that sounds like it would be fun.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I got stuff to do.
Yeah, me too.
But good luck to her and good luck to that. It's for a good cause, I think. Let's say. Man, we are killing it today.
Killing on the promotions.
How are you, Mac?
I'm good. I'm all right.
Yeah.
I was doing a little schedule work before coming over here.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at my South by schedule. Trying
oh,
to
sure.
see some bands. Trying to... Although, I'll tell you this. In terms of music that I'm listening to.
Right.
If I was going to put what I was listening to in my car on the show, I don't think I can. Two reasons. One, Turla Talk.
Okay.
Second reason, it's Drake, and he's super popular already.
Yeah.
But well. Friend of the show, Jimena, like, it's the first time I heard of Drake. There's like some video where he's like a basketball coach, and every girl on his basketball or woman on his basketball team is like a super hot bikini model.
Okay.
And it just it's whatever. Who cares?
Yeah.
But then I sort of was like, man, Drake, I don't know who that is, and dismissed him.
Uh-huh.
But that song, like, whatever it is, you know, not that one we used to listen to a lot.
I do. Over.
Over. Far from over. And then this one is something else where he talks about, it's like hat on, brim bent, Denzel, airtime.
I wonder if people listening to the show, if it's like listening to their parents do a radio show.
It
is, like,
pretty much is.
That thing that happened the other day, what's going on?
So, but I'm like in the car driving here, and I was like, man, I would, it'd be awesome to learn the words to the song.
Mm-hmm.
And be able to just perform it for my friends, question mark? They don't like that. And so, but the process of me trying to learn the words of the song is listening along, saying the part of every fifth word, like, do it, but I threw it, it's like that or
uh-huh.
something. It's not good. But another thing I like about Drake, and this is what I kind of like about rap or hip-hop too, when I say like, I mean, I find this funny.
Mm-hmm.
In order to be super successful, you have to talk about how much money you have, but at the same time, you got to keep it street.
Okay, sure.
Like, he's rapping about how he's got, he's like made so much money this year. He can make enough money like for two guys and a stunt double or something.
Okay.
And how he's got singles in his jeans, so they fit him kind of snug. But then, like, later on, he's like, you know, what was it? I didn't plan on doing this today. I'm embarrassing myself. But he's like, you know, I'm in the club, and he doesn't know how many people he's going to lose this year
mm-hmm.
or something. He's like, you're a millionaire. Why do you have friends dying?
Yeah.
Were you an actor, like on Degrassi or something?
Wasn't
like
he?
That?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, do you still have friends, like losing to gun violence? Like, really? Is that, what's going on, Drake?
Isn't he from, like, he's from Canada too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if I'm hanging out with Drake, he's like, don't know how many I'm going to lose this year. I'd be like, whoa, what? What's going on, Drake?
Well, to be fair, I don't think any of us know that.
That is true.
So he's not wrong in that assessment.
So maybe he's not keeping it street. Maybe Drake's just kind of a pessimist.
Right, exactly. Maybe he's a bit of a negative Nancy.
Like, it's like, I don't know, probably friends are going to die this year. Why would you say that, Drake?
I don't know. Diabetes is a killer.
Just a feeling. Anyway, that was embarrassing.
Well, I liked it.
But I'm doing good, to answer your question.
Good. Boop, boop. Oh, we've got one more bit of business to take care of. Speaking of membership drive, sorry about that. I made a promise in the second week of membership drive that all sustainer pledges would be put into a drawing and I would do something super special for them. I will now do that drawing.
Yay!
Excuse me, please talk up while I get my my drawing hat.
Well, let me ask, before you do that though, are you going to tell the people what they win?
No. I'm going to send it to them in the mail.
So the only person who's going to know this is the person who gets it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, how are the other people going to know what they missed out on?
Who cares?
Feel sad about it.
Well, I'm kind of glad that they won't know, because they'll be like, at least I'll never know what that awesome thing was.
But why? Okay. Your choice. Your
yes,
choice.
Thank you. It's my choice.
Thank you. It's my choice. Look how much attitude I get on the show.
Look how much attitude you give.
I don't give any attitude. I'm just asking a question. Fair question.
I liked how I yelled that, not into the microphone. All right, so we've got all the names?
Yes.
Yes. All
into a hat.
Yes, into the lucky hat.
What does it say on that hat?
It says 45s.
Representing the?
Houston Colt 45s.
Which was the previous name of the?
Houston Astros.
Why did they think that name would work?
Because they were kind of, it was the connotation to the Old West, I'm assuming. Why did the Washington Bullets think that would work? And yes, I know it had to do with the train, but still.
Oh, it did have to do with the train.
Oh, it didn't?
No.
Oh, gun violence?
Yes.
Mac, would you like to pick a name from that?
Sure.
And the winner is, please try it very hard. It is Patty Lou.
Patty Lou.
Last name redacted. Thank you very much, Patty Lou. You'll be getting something very awesome in the mail from me, personally. And yeah,
but everyone's gonna get something awesome who pledged because we had that mascot wedding winning time fun pack, which is unfortunately named because it was not unfortunately named.
We were too far ahead of the curve on that one.
Yeah, we were winners before Charlie Sheen decided to go nuts.
Yeah, exactly. And now I really hate hearing that word. Like I actually spent a few days like, what can I start saying now instead of winning? Like triumphant, victorious. I don't know,
David. If I wish for one superpower, do you know what it is that I wish for?
Invisibility.
Laser eyes.
Of course. I'm
sorry. I want lasers to come out of my eyes when I hate something.
Okay.
And now, because of recent events in Japan, the fact that mainstream news still wants to cover Charlie Sheen.
Yes.
Every time I see that, I want lasers to come out of my eyes and shoot things.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the problem. It'll probably just blow up my own computer. It's like,
right.
Is there a way to shoot lasers over the internet to blow up CNN.com? Entertainment section.
I think that's called a virus. I think you would have to send a virus. But
I'm not going
to
do that.
That's also a cyber crime, and I don't know if you could do that.
Cyber crime.
But yeah, it's funny to watch people sort of try to maneuver around that, like especially on Twitter, where people still have like awful jokes that they want to make, and it's like neighboring some really awful news about Japan. So they sort of tiptoe around. It's like, I know things are really bad in Japan, but here's a picture of a dog I saw.
Yeah. The world of imagination and jokery is very fast-paced.
Yes.
Sometimes you got to be the first to plant your flag into certain joke areas. Like, I want to be the one to talk about Taco Bell's and chorizo or whatever.
Right.
Who cares? But planting your flag right away in terms of natural disasters that thousands of people are dead at.
Yeah.
Maybe don't, you monster.
Yeah, that's not the one you want to be first to market on. It's fine.
Comedian Martha Kelly. I'd specify she's a lady.
Yes, she's a funny lady.
Oh, jeez. I feel like I'm getting laser eyes sent through me by... well, she's not even in town. You could say friend of the show, Carrie Lindo.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yeah. Yes.
But anyway, Martha Kelly posted something like, hey, I'm already sick of these jokes. Mm-hmm. And literally, it was 30 minutes after I found out about it.
Yeah.
I was
yeah.
like, really? You got to get some new friends.
Yeah, seriously. It's rough out there.
Speaking of comedy, though, I went to an open mic this week.
Oh, yeah.
At Kick Butt Coffee, which... I'd never been to one of their open mics before. They have one at both their Austin locations, as far as I know. Because these places are coffee shops. And, you know, while you're doing comedy, they're still like, you know, grinding some beans or something like that.
Right.
I didn't think this open mic was going to be that great.
Mm-hmm.
However, I was wrong. Like, yeah, a lot of great people showed up, which I could list ad nauseum right here, but I won't. Just if you're hearing the show and you're one of those people, then I'm talking about you. But Michael Priest hosted it.
Mm-hmm.
He's been on the show before. And he did something that made me laugh a little too much. Because Michael Priest, he's a nice guy, right?
Yes, yes, he is.
But what's his onstage persona like?
Kind of creep?
Yeah, he's a real creep on stage. He's a bit of a monster on stage. Yes. But it's part of the joke. It's part of the act, folks.
Yes.
And so, but this guy came on stage, you know, because he was like announcing people. And he's like, up next is, I don't know, Joe Comedian. And so
he's good.
Joe Comedian comes up and he extends his hand to shake Michael Priest as Michael Priest gets off the stage. And Michael Priest just he looks at his hand and just puts the mic stand in it instead of shaking his hand. And that made me laugh and laugh and laugh and
laugh. That's pretty good.
It was pretty good. Oh, man. But yeah, that's like all I got.
Yeah. I had something happen this week. It's funny you mentioned Charlie Sheen because I'll tie it in afterwards. But I got an email on Monday from my apartment complex.
Yep.
Saying, hey, good news, everybody. We're a part of a pilot program. We're going to start doing door-to-door recycling. You on Monday morning before 7 a.m., just put your recyclables out. You don't even have to separate them. It's just plastics, aluminum, glass, whatever you want. Put it out in front of your door, and we will come pick it up every Monday before 7 a.m. And also,
that sounds awesome, by the way.
It sounds great. And they're like, since we're part of a pilot program, you know, no, you know, whatever. It's considerably less than what you would normally pay for such a service. Thanks, everybody, for, you know, for supporting this.
Yeah, I mean, my place in Sunken Valley, mm-hmm. we don't even have recycling.
Yeah.
And so I have to take it to like friends' houses or, you know, we have a little recycling area there. And it's kind of a pain in the a.
Yeah, exactly. Like people clamor for this stuff. And we used to have, my apartment complex used to have recycling, but it was like three tiny cans, didn't even cover glass, and it would overflow very quickly, and then no one would want to use it.
Was one of the cans for used 3D glasses?
Yes, it was. It was stolen from How to Train Your Dragon. Someone dragged it to our trash compactor.
Cans. Clear plastic bottles, 3D glasses.
Candy wrappers. It's like, what am I going to use this for? So that was great. I was really ecstatic about it. Two problems happened.
Yeah.
One, the apartment complex accidentally, instead of blind copying the entire apartment complex, copied the entire apartment complex.
Uh-oh.
So my information has been compromised. I didn't really think about it until people who wanted to voice their displeasure for this started to copy our reply all. And so I got to hear this parade of people who were against this program. And they were against this program because they didn't seem to read the original email. It was sort of like, look, I don't want to leave my trash out all week and have vandals kick it around and have it smelling up the place. We've already got a rodent problem as it is, which I didn't know, by the way. Thanks. I'm sure the apartment complex was super pleased that information got out. It was like, yeah.
Look, you're already asking me to keep quiet about that one body in the wall. Yeah.
We're already haunted by the ghost of Sonny Bono.
Mirah.
This isn't... Oh, Brent Musburger's here.
Yep.
Yeah, so, like, people kept complaining, which, by the way, and I hated the fact that, like, so many people replied to this email, but I couldn't stop reading it because I wanted someone to reply with my point of view on this, and someone finally did, because it was like, look, you people need to stop this. Trash does not equal recycling. Like, recycling doesn't smell. You rinse it out, or you clean it out. In fact, if there is food in it, you cannot throw that away into the recycling.
Says you.
This isn't like... the people who were against it really sounded like they were against door-to-door trash pickup, which I would be, because that's garbage. But recycling is neat and clean, or it's supposed to be in theory. So I sort of had this thought in my head where I was like, I wonder if the original guy who complained is going to become like a supervillain because of this. And like, I'll show you who's kicking trash around. And like, he starts kicking trash around just to prove his point. But then I thought, like,
if recycling is supposed to be neat and clean, tell it to the swarm of bees that's going to lift your apartment complex.
Right, exactly.
Take it back to their giant hive.
Well, that's just because it's summer.
Their space hive.
They're having a summer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great. That guy's in town.
Oh, that's right. He is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. Boop, boop, boop. Where was I going with this? Yeah. So here's the problem. Like, I was dreading the inevitable email from my apartment complex saying, hey, guys, listen, we heard you, and we're going to cancel this idea.
What?
No, I was waiting for that. I didn't get that.
Oh.
Like, thankfully, they stuck to their guns and, like, sent an email a few days later saying, let's be clear on this. This is, you know, it's recycling, it's door-to-door. You know, they had to, like, bold, like, bullet points, like, spell everything out, which I'm glad they did. But I was dreading the... I was dreading the email saying they're going to take it away, which never came. So I'm glad about that. But then I thought, man, talk about first world problems. Like, we were having a tete-a-tete over email about convenient methods of recycling. Like, I want it more convenient or it's going to stink up my hallway in theory.
My favorite one of that guy's
mm-hmm.
is that guy who doesn't really think when he's mad. I was hoping your story would include one of those, like someone who's replying and didn't really, you know, consider their speech and sort of flips off the handle, like just goes with their gut reaction, like no self-censoring.
Right.
And he's like, blah, 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 blah. It's like Nazi Germany or something like that. And then later on, you know, then the discussion will become about that. And then he's like, okay, maybe I misspoke.
Well, unfortunately, one of the people who took my point of view on this sort of ended up being that way, or not ended up, but it was very, it wasn't that harsh. It wasn't like, hey, we're all slaves, you know, that sort of thing. But he resorted to calling people idiots. I was like, you don't have to do it. We all, like, live together.
There, that's a little bit of it. I appreciate that a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, look, don't get me wrong. They were being idiots.
In terms of jerkery.
But don't call them idiots. Just make your point. And you had it, then you lost it. But seriously, first world problems, people. Let's focus on what's real. Japan's real. Come on, guys.
Well, you want to... If you had said that in an email... I would want to launch into space. Speaking of, like, oh, this is stupid.
Oh, yeah.
So, like every other idiot, I wouldn't mind going to go see the Fader Fort lineup. I'm sorry, Fiat-sponsored Fader Fort. Oh, what happened, Levi's?
Would they sell out?
No. Like, no, the Fader Fort last year, by the way, which is, man, look, South by Southwest. I signed up for something this week.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, where do you live? And I was like, Austin. And they go, do you have any advice for new people new to South by Southwest, and all I wrote down was calm down. Because look, the more you talk about it, everything's overrated.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yes.
And the only way to have a good time is don't care and just, you know, what's cool. Just do what you want to do. You don't have to do everything.
Right.
Calm down. Just have fun. Don't feel pressure. And so, but whatever. Like, for instance, the Fader Fort last year, which there was like a huge line for, you walk in, you're like, this place kind of sucks.
Yeah.
did it have free, that's the thing, the free drinks? Oh. So, like, yeah, free drinks, right? Like, that's like, hey, we got free drinks. And I'm kind of like, man, who cares? I'm an adult. I can buy my own drinks, sure. Right? Right? Last night I went to something, got the tab at the end, $50 or so. Oof. I was like, where's the free drinks, guys? Is that my problem, though, for just drinking that much?
I think it's a problem. I don't know whose it is yet.
I didn't drink all that. That bar tab wasn't all mine, though.
Well, as long as it wasn't nickel shot night, then I think you're fine. As long as, you know, if it was Austin prices, or it was like, hey, you know, let's say $6 for something.
But yeah, like, if I did that every night, I'd be on the curb. Doing something. Anyway, so I'm following the stupid Fader thing on Twitter. Mm-hmm. You know, looking for updates so I can wait in line or what have you.
Right.
And after the earthquake in Japan and the tsunamis and everything, there was a post there and it was like, hey, thoughts and prayers going out to Japan. Stuff like that really puts the Fader Fort in perspective. And that was my reaction. I was like, oh my God. And my eyes started rolling. And then I was like, okay, this is stupid. Why is this stupid? Because his first thought was, here's why it's stupid. Because his first thought was, tragedy in Japan, thousands dead. How's that compare to the Fader? Like, this first thought was like, how's a Fader Fort fit into all this? It doesn't, though. And that's important. But that was like his first thought.
Well, I'm hoping that your response was, you're right. Thank God we still have the Fader Fort. See you guys there.
Fader Fort!
Fader Fort for life!
I'm hoping they have the Amp energy drink that I can mix with liquor this year again. That tasted like painful.
Wow, exactly. It's like if Mountain Dew actively tried to kill you. That's what the Amp tastes like.
Oh, and one more internet thing, and then we should take a break.
Okay.
I watched this movie on Netflix over the course of like a week. What was it called? Black Snake Moan. Did you ever see that?
No, I never did. It is perennially in my queue.
Yeah. I remember when this movie came out. I was like, this movie looks weird. And I asked somebody about it, and they say, it is ridiculous and not in a good way. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really bad, is what they said. I watched and I liked it. I thought it was good. I mean, it's definitely strange as hell.
Yeah.
But I liked it a lot. And so the director, whose name I forget, Craig Brewer.
Yes.
I was like, Craig Brewer, what else has he done? That sounds familiar. And so IMDb'd him, and he did Hustle and Flow.
Right.
And he was in talks to do the, what remake? Bip, 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 bip.
Get a job.
It's something where it was a little surprising. Oh, Footloose.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that going to be updated? Is it going to be listened to like hip hop instead of rock or something like that?
I don't know what they're going to do, because that really was like, that plot was stretching it pretty thin in 1982. I don't know what they're going to do now.
Look, dance. Just make another stupid dance movie. I feel like people who go to movies are all about like dance or something like that. They don't need the.
They're not going to care. Yeah. That's superfluous, the plot.
They don't need a Chris Nolan-like plot structure for those things. They just want to dance.
When are they going to get to the dance?
Yeah. But I started reading the trivia section on IMDb about Black Snake Moan, and Christina Ricci is in that movie, which, by the way, They could also call that movie like Bonfire of the Trolls, because like Samuel Jackson has this like you know, this white like beard going on and like this haircut, and he just has, you know, he looks crazy. And then Christina Ricci has this like, you know, blonde haircut with like her face half bruised half the time.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, but however, you see, you know what I'm talking about. In the trivia section, it said, the panties that Christina Ricci wore, she bought herself at a local Dillard's.
Thank God for that trivia.
And then there's another one that was like, she brought a jacket from her own wardrobe on the set. And I was like, wait, who cares?
Yeah.
Who really was like, oh, I got to, what IMDb.com, like, you know, paid user who was allowed to edit those things, was like, got to update everyone about her panties. Is that, you're kind of laying your cards on the table with that one. You know what I mean?
Who was the...
You're a panty guy.
Yes, exactly. Who was the PA on set who jotted that down and posted that to IMDb? And also, who is the reader to IMDb who is going to be watching Black Snake Moan with his friends and leans over and says, you know.
I hope that was during a Q&A. I hope like Craig Brewer was there and he's like, Mr. Brewer, the panties that Christina Ricci wore, where did she get those? She brought those herself. Which I'd be surprised if Craig Brewer knew that.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know, wardrobe, who cares?
Right, exactly. And then Christina Ricci pipes in and says, Dillard's.
Yeah.
And climbs down off the microphone stand.
I'll take this one, Dillard's. Now I have to go back to work making shoes. We are making shoes. What are we going to hear, David?
Hang on.
Hanging on for dear life. Oh.
Oh.
David's playing his music off a future device as well. By the way, I looked into my crystal ball. Hold on a second.
Sorry, I didn't play that one properly.
I looked in the crystal ball, and in it, it said, you're going to go to the Apple Genius Store or whatever to get your iPod fixed. Because my iPod lost power, and when it powered back on, I thought it was 1963.
Oh.
And now its battery lasts about a day.
Well, my condolences to the family of President Kennedy.
Yep. Which, by the way, why is that even a possibility on the iPod? Like, why... Like, you, when did that thing come out? The first one? Yeah.
2000.
Yeah, 2099, something like that. 2005, really, that far?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So maybe like 1985 and earlier probably shouldn't be something you could set the clock to.
Yeah.
But whatever.
What if it's a look into what they have up their sleeve?
Oh, man, that is scurry. What are we going to hear?
We are going to hear The Like from their Release Me album. This is Wishing He Was Dead. More Mascot Wedding Show.
Out of this.
There we go. And we're back with more Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake.
And we just heard The Like from their Release Me album from last year. That was Wishing He Was Dead. Please don't wish we were dead, right?
Welcome to the second half of the show brought to you by ROM.
That's right. There you go. That felt good.
Yeah. And you may call us if you want to call in. You may reach us on the Bronwyn phone lines, 472-5667-472-KOOP.
I have a feeling we're going to have to bring in like note cards to sort of put around the studio, or just like to remind us. Because I envision 3 weeks in, we're going to forget.
Oh, boy. I don't think so.
Okay.
But go ahead, yes. You can do that.
Yay, that's all I wanted. Bring in note cards. Good heavens. What else? What else is going on this week?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yes. That's all I ask.
Not super comfortable admitting this, but I'm going to admit it.
Okay.
Look, I pride myself on being... an awesome dude.
Okay.
A straight up stone cold brozakaya.
It's nice to have pride. Go ahead.
Yeah. But and it's tough to realize your failings.
Okay.
And it's even tougher to realize, yeah, I'm a little bit racist.
All right.
Somebody was talking about something that I believe it was a Korean friend of mine.
Okay.
Or a person. I think he was born here, but his parents are from Korea. And he was talking about doing something cooking a meal a certain way or something like, I forget. And instantly in my brain, I was like, my reasoning why was because it was lucky. And then I realized there's a lot of things of Asian culture I just contribute to luck.
Okay.
And I was like, you know what? That's not always the case, buddy. Like, hey, how come your door's this way? Because it's lucky? Like, no, not everything we do. And first of all, we screw you. We're individuals.
Right.
Screw you for grouping us together. But because it's lucky is what I had to admit it the other day. I was like, I attribute a lot of things to luck.
That's not the worst thing. Okay, I was expecting something far worse, but yeah.
Oh, no. I'm not a monster, Dave.
Just making sure.
I'm like Little Monster.
Oh, like that movie.
Well, what movie?
Little Monsters with Howie Mandel.
What?
You know, TV's Howie Mandel.
What was the plot of that?
Howie
Mandel from Bobby's World.
There you go. Yeah, yeah.
Which was great, by the way.
Oh, man. Where's that on digital versatile disc?
Who did the voice of Uncle Lou? Or wherever that guy is.
Uncle Ted?
Uncle Ted.
Who did?
Bobo! Is that Jeff Garland? No.
No. Judy Garland, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She was rough toward the end there.
I heard Judy Garland was a bit of a bee. Mac rips apart. It's loud. That doesn't sound good. Rips apart was not the good. Was not the good. Was not a good verb right there.
Right, yeah. Mac disembowels dead celebrities. No?
No.
Still not?
Equally bad.
All right.
You don't want to hint the hint? Wow. We want to clue the Hollywood cops into my comings and goings.
Hollywood cops.
My comings and diggings. My comings and goings and excavations. What do you call it when you excavate a corpse?
Exhume?
There it is.
Oh, I'm smarter than I thought I was.
Where were you on that, listeners? 472-5667?
Yeah, let's talk about whatever. Come on, guys.
Do you know words? Call right now.
boop, boop, boop. Yeah, I had a fun thing happen today. I'll talk about this.
Lay it on me, Slim.
This isn't even a thing, but whatever. Yeah, so I had a thing today to do this afternoon, but it got canceled, so free day. I got to go run errands and stuff. But today was the worst day to do it because, like, stuff is in town. Like, South by Southwest is in town, and the street music festival's in town.
Oh, my God.
Yay! It was, like, sweaty marching bands up and down the drag.
The Festival of Community Street Bands?
That's right.
I don't know if you can hear my eyes rolling on that one, but they certainly did.
But then also, it was like Cap Metro was doing the rail service on Saturday. They were sort of testing it out.
Yes.
And that meant all sorts of, man, as much disdain as I have for people from out of town as in, like, nationally, I have as much as or more disdain from people out of town by that I mean Cedar Park. Like, because a lot of, like, families were riding the bus today, like, after they got off the train. And it was, like, families with, like, snugglies carrying their kids. And they were just looking forward to going to Austin and shopping the shops and stuff.
Was it like, golly, we're on, like, some kind of land plane.
Yes, that's exactly. They had read about it in their old National Geographics.
You think I get the land plane pilot's autograph?
This is like a Lesser World's Fair. So, yeah.
Hey, but if you want to accuse people, or if you want to make fun of people for thinking trains are neat, well, you're going to have to accuse me, buddy.
Oh, I think trains are great.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Move on.
And this is not an endorsement, but I happen to really like Cap Metro's Metro Rail.
Oh, it is an endorsement. We know where you firmly sit. Cap Metro's back pocket, you stooge.
Big train.
Big train.
I get that big train money.
You're not a slave of big train.
But yeah, so as a result, like, there was a lot of people sort of holding up the bus line. And so it was like, hey, does this bus go to blah, blah, blah? Hey, does this train go to blah, blah, blah? Whatever. So a lot of the buses were running behind. To the point where I was waiting for a bus, and three came behind it. So I got on the first bus, and we're going down. Until finally, my bus driver calls an audible and says, you know what? There's two other buses behind us. Let them pick up the stops. This bus is for drop-offs only. And we became an express bus. It was the greatest feeling ever.
Did the bus people cheer?
No, nobody appreciated it like I did.
Did you cheer, though? Were you like, yay,
I almost did.
I think we got a phone call. Hello? Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Hello, KOP. Hello? Hello?
Failure on the Bronwyn line.
Yeah, the Bronwyn line.
But yeah, like, it's the little things like that that really make life worthwhile. And I wanted to put a magnifying glass on that one and celebrate it today. Because if you ride the bus with any sort of regularity, after a while it becomes a miserable experience. Actually, immediately it becomes a miserable experience. So when something like that happens where you don't have to hit every stop, and you just blaze through North Lamar, it is incredible. It is one of the greatest feelings ever. So thank you, bus.
The bus, man. If I didn't ride the bus these days, I don't know who I'd be making fun of.
Yes.
Really, it is like there is a subterranean underground world where a different species lives.
Right.
And that subterranean world, however, is contained on a box with wheels and it drives around our city.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I've met weirdos on the bus that you, like, would not... I don't know where else I would meet... Or, like, for instance, this week on the bus, a guy got picked up and he decided to ask the bus driver about his gold teeth and compare gold teeth with him. And this guy was like, he's like, oh, man. He just got picked up from, like, a farmer's market, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just so excited about his gold teeth. And if you must know, he was a white guy.
Okay, good.
Our radio racists out there listening at home. Yeah, and he, but he was just so, he was like, man, it's like, one day I hope to get my mouth, like, entirely full of gold. And just like, yeehaw. Because he sounded kind of a country voice,
sure,
or whatever, which I don't want to speak ill of that.
Sons of the Soil, that's fine. We appreciate you too.
That's the thing. I feel like, if people like, hey, man, do a stupid character, like, golly. It's like, oh, okay, I see. You're horrible.
Stupid's on the inside.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm doing a stupid character right now. I also think that 2 + 2 = 8. See?
You're real dumb. That clearly equals 4.
Absolutely. I am very dumb.
Yep.
I also have sex with my sister.
All right, moving on. But there is not a day that goes by that, you know, even if I don't ride the bus,
mm-hmm,
something happens that makes me shake my head and be like, man, people are weird.
Yes, yes, they are.
We are just a country of scumbags.
Yes.
Scum nation.
And I don't know. I honestly don't know what I'd do if I wasn't riding the bus. I would be short on stuff to talk about. In fact, I would like to know, like, what percentage of these shows do we talk about bus talk?
I sit down on the bus and I sit down next to a person. Especially if that person is a pretty lady.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely am like, I'm all business. Because I feel like, when I sit down next to people sit down next to me, my first thought is like, oh, what's this guy going to do?
Mm-hmm.
This guy better not smell, number one. Number two, they do not talk to me.
Right.
I don't want to be spoken to. But it's so, I feel like that's not the attitude to have. But at the same time, I don't want it. Like, should I sit down and just like make eye contact and be like, hello? And then, like, you know, that's it. Like, shouldn't we at least have that in the world? But then again, who wants that? I don't know.
Yeah, that's,
I don't know what to do here, David.
It's tough because at the very least, if you share a seat with somebody, the very least you should sort of give them like the sort of sideways look and like a little, hey.
Like a little head nod?
Like almost to say, thank you for letting me sit, share a seat with you. But who knows what floodgate that'll open. You could just be like, hey, and it's like, you remind me of my dead granddaughter. And then you're off to the races after that.
Because look, this show is about bringing people together, right?
Sure.
Because we're the show that opens the phone lines to the community.
Right.
Anything you want to talk about, we'll talk about it with you. And so I want to promote that. But at the same time, this world is full of creeps and monsters. And most of them ride the bus.
We'll be
right back. Is that so bad? No. Am I off base on this one?
Hey, why are they shutting us down?
Oh, what? Oh, no. Co-ops in the pocket of Big Train.
Big Train.
All right, we should take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break.
By the way, I know the Clear Spot's going to have some, like, a special guest or something. And
yes. Getting up. Ready for this powerhouse show coming up.
Yeah, so after our show, you know how we normally say, like, do not keep listening. Just turn off and go about your day.
Mm-hmm.
Actually listen this time.
Yeah, give it a try.
Yeah, should be good. Okay, these guys have a new album coming out soon, and they're going to be in town all over the place for South by Southwest. And I enjoy them immensely. The Royal Bangs. Off of their forthcoming album, Flux Outside, this is Fireball, right?
Yes, we sure are the lucky ones. Coming down the home stretch of the Mascot Wedding Show. You just heard Royal Bangs, I believe. Yes, let's say so. And that caller who kept calling is back. Let's take this call now. KOP, you're on the air.
Name another band that's a drug user. That's really interesting.
What
kind of dirt do you have?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
What? Who is this?
This is David from the Mascot Wedding Show. You're on the air right now. What's
I was just talking to your call screener, Tim.
Oh, what was Tim talking about now?
He was giving me some dirt on you guys.
Really? What kind of dirt was Tim giving me?
The police matter. This is Chief Spelchnik.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, Chief. Hi, I'm sorry. This is Sunken Valley's own police, Chief Spelchnik. Hi, how are you?
That's right. Sunken Valley Police Department, SVPD.
Right. What can I do for you today, Chief?
This is David, right? Mascot Wedding Show?
That is correct, yes.
Look, What I want to know is, when did you guys change the format of your station or your show?
We've never changed.
About normal things.
Yeah, it still is.
Now you're some weird furry show, is what somebody told me.
No, no, that's on K Arrows. That's not us.
But it's a Mascot Wedding Show, right?
They spell theirs with two T's.
Oh.
Yeah, completely different show.
Yeah, you play music, right? You're on that music station?
Yeah, there's some music. We play music from time to time, yeah.
All right, look. You and I, we have a history, right?
Sure.
So I'm calling you. You got to help me out.
Okay, well, I can help out as best as I can.
I like that attitude.
All right.
I need your help promoting the show we're doing.
What show are we doing?
The police station.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, what kind of show is the police station doing?
You know, KKOP 88.9, Sunken Valley.
Oh, right. The Sunken Valley Cop Radio Station, right.
That's right. Police Radio.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Right.
KKOP, yes.
Yes. We were doing a show for South By.
Oh, really?
Yeah, SXSV, South By Sunken Valley.
That's kind of catchy. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, we had a pretty killer lineup.
Well, can I hear this lineup?
Sure are. One of the junior crime crackers helped me, but I don't really keep up with a lot of today's music.
Okay, well, you know, just do the best you can, I guess. You just, it's
well,
cool.
Yeah, it's going to be great, or it was going to be great. We had the OCs.
Really?
The Burger, No Age, Follow That Bird.
Wow.
And Yume.
That's a really great lineup. That's awesome.
Yeah, they also wanted me to book Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down, but no go. Not cool with those vigilantes.
Why are they vigilantes? I don't
understand. They're begging of the street justice scene.
I'm sorry. No, I think you got them confused, maybe.
No, I do not. Street justice, vigilante movement.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. I think we discussed that a long time ago. Yeah, yeah. I think you've got them all wrong, but okay, sure.
I absolutely do not.
All right, but still, though.
Here's the problem. That was a great lineup, right?
That's a really amazing lineup. Yeah,
that's what the Junior Crime Crackers told me.
Good work on the Junior Crime Crackers.
But it fell apart.
Oh no, what happened?
Well, they found out about our other show.
You have another show going on?
Yeah.
What?
The other show is going to have Odd Future Wolfgang Kill Them All. You know,
they're really hot right now, yeah.
Tyler the Creator, yeah. Kurt Vile, The Cult, Miami Horror, and Times New Viking.
Wait, you got all those, you got Times New Viking to do your showcase?
Yeah.
What?
But, that wasn't going to be so much of a show as it was going to be like a kind of a trap.
You were going to trap all those groups. Why? What were you going to trap them?
We were going to invite them to our show, and then we were just going to probably search them for drugs.
Oh, jeez. Why would you do that?
Well, look at their names. Kurt Vile? Guy sounds like a scumbag. Probably a drug user.
Okay.
The Cults?
So?
No, sir. Correct. I agree with you.
No. Okay, right.
Miami Horror?
That's just a name.
You want... No. Yeah, and it's a big name. A big name to bust.
Because they're...
Let's say I arrest Times New Viking. That's the papers.
Why is...
The Valley Police Department cleans up festival.
Why is arresting Times New Viking going to make it into all the papers? That's silly.
Do I got to draw you a picture, man? They're Vikings.
Well, they're not literally Vikings. That's just their name. In fact, I don't even... Okay.
Have you looked at the statistics? Have you seen the stats on pillaging?
No, I haven't seen
way
the...
Way up.
Really? Pillaging is way up?
And if you're telling me that an increase in Viking culture isn't behind it, you're off your case.
I will tell you that. I will guarantee that Times New Viking has nothing to do with pillaging.
Well, doesn't matter anymore. Once it got leaked to the second show, it was really just a sting. None of the other bands wanted to do it.
Oh, okay.
You know, like that, like a sting. You know what a sting is?
Yeah, yeah. It's a bust, sort of.
Yeah, yeah. Like that. It's not like that movie, The Sting, with Paul Newman. They were like grifters, right?
Right. Yeah, they were con artists.
Yeah, Paul Newman. He dead.
Yes, he is.
He's no longer with us. He's dead now. You know that expression?
Yeah, I've been hearing that a lot lately. Yeah.
Yeah.
People say that.
So you gotta help me out.
What can I do? What can I do to help you out?
You can help me book another.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, you gotta help me book another show, get some local acts or something.
Well, what can I do? I really don't have that...
Look, we already got the space reserved. We're gonna play at the Austin Police Department on their roof.
Oh, well, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, it was gonna be super neat.
Okay.
You know how those Austin cops always laugh at us.
Right, yeah. They kind of chide you for being Sunken Valley Police.
Hey, you shut up.
No, I will not shut up.
So, yeah, you got to use your resources. Help us book some more acts.
Yeah, but what resources do I have? I don't have anything. I'm just a radio station guy.
Yeah, exactly. You're a radio station.
Okay.
Do I got to spell it out for you? Use some of the PCP you guys have.
All right. I don't know.
Promise it to some bands.
I don't know why that's getting around, but we work in a radio station. The radio station does not have PCP.
Oh, come on. When we took over our cop station, first thing we had to do was burn all the PCP that was there.
Look, that has nothing to do with us. We don't deal in or dabble in PCP. That's a false rumor.
You're either going to help me book some local acts and do it now, because our showcase was on Wednesday, or I'm going to plant PCP in your car.
All right, that's enough of that. Look, we're up against the hour. I've got to let you go.
You let me go, your car's going to have cops swarming around it.
I'll take that chance.
PCP smelling hounds.
All right, PCP smelling hounds. Goodbye. That's enough of that. Ugh, wasting our time, Chief Spelchnik. And we're already up against the hour. Oh, I hate this. Sorry. Clear Spot's coming up next. Really great show coming up. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us mascotwedding@gmail.com. Sorry, Chief Spelchnik has me rattled. We're going to call an audible on this one. We're going out with Elvis Costello. Goodbye, everybody.